just walk in the crowd.
If that's your idea, we're in trouble.
We have been in trouble for some years now.
And I don't view people anywhere like that at all, so it's kind of like, I don't even know if I'd ever even say a joke like that. It's like, anyway. I have a Sunlight Award. Yay! And it goes to Nicole. And I'd like to... And I should have said it worthily goes to Nicole, because always those adjectives, they help a lot. Worthlies. Anyway, it's probably an adverb. One of our largest projects each year is to produce a catalog for Sunlight. And if you don't know that, after being here for a few years, this just consumes and takes all the life out of us for months on end. It's just an enormous project, and it's just something about kills us. This year, Nicole agreed to lead that effort. Blessings on you. John used to do it. And it was one of those where we used to take a vacation to try to save our marriage. Because it's so stressful. It's just this big, big job. It's like, oh, yeah. So blessings on you. It takes a lot of time and effort to coordinate the multiple parties and to channel all the inputs into a confined number of pages. There are numerous details from the pricing that must be accurate to a new design for 2016 to changes that have incorporated for new products and to newer messaging that will truly showcase all we have to offer. Nicole's attention to detail, easy manner, and full grasp of what our curriculum offers means our catalog should be one of the best ever. Thank you, Nicole, for your willingness to tackle such a huge project and to keep us all on track. Boy, we look forward to seeing, we look forward to seeing the 2016 catalog. Appreciate it. And when I asked Wayne what I should talk about, because I said to Wayne, I just don't feel bright enough right now to do a scholarly talk of any time. Oh, you have any ideas? He said, well, you know, it'd be nice to talk about everything that's happening in the building. Because each one of us is so busy, you know, kind of almost focused in a very narrow spot, to kind of see globally what's happening in the building, he thought could be helpful for all of us. So if you know exactly what's happening here, you can close your eyes and go to sleep. For the rest of you, probably shouldn't, because the boss is talking. Sorry. So I want to start with the catalog. I just mentioned that Nicole was heading that up, and we've been meeting since October about the catalog. She'd had designs. She talked through how she wanted to handle it. We looked at the designs. Janelle and I would come in, and we'd go, wow, they're just so beautiful. And everything was moving along, I felt, beautifully. Then we got an email about 3 weeks ago from Amy, and she said, you know, Mom, I really wish we would put product descriptions back in the catalog. And when she wrote me about it, I thought, oh, we don't want to talk about that dead horse again. But what she said made sense. So when you get a picture of a big curriculum and you have kind of a generic overview, it doesn't have the punch that well-written descriptions that are all part of that package can have. And okay, well, I don't think we can get there this year. And Janelle and Amy got together, and because John wrote the descriptions probably... the original descriptions, I don't know how many years ago. But, of course, we've incorporated a lot of new titles. So Amy and Janelle got together and said, well, what would it look like if we tried to rewrite the new title descriptions? 2 days later, I had a pile of new descriptions, and I thought, wow, these really are good. These are really interesting. So Janelle called Liz. Nicole, bless her heart, was out with, I think you had... She was out sick anyway and was deathly ill. So Janelle came and said, well, could you try to squeeze these in to Liz? Liz, oh sure. Blessings on her. Oh, my goodness. So that was really where that all started. Once Amy wrote all the catalog descriptions for all the different titles that we carried, and that was multiple pages because since John had written them, we had added quite a few titles. Amy said, I think I'd like to try rewriting the articles as well, most of which John had done a number of years ago. She said, let me look at them and see if they're still fresh and still if they're alive and, you know, if they're still have meaning. So she went and wrote all the product descriptions, and I mean, the articles that are in the catalog, and John went back and forth on them, and they've had a wonderful time. And I'm just sitting back going, what just happened? So those all got incorporated, and I think they're very, very good. I don't want to be critical at all. It's just that this is one of those items that kind of morphed out of even the life where I live. Part of what happened was Felix had done a gorgeous design where we had big dramatic pages that introduced each core that were in there, and they decided, well, we could probably do without those. We'll use his big dramatic pictures still, but we'll use some of those pages to fill in with all descriptions, because that's a lot of text to be adding to a catalog. Blessings on Liz, she took all of those design ideas and pulled them into different ways, and it's just it's been amazing to see that 3 weeks later or whatever, we have kind of a brand new catalog. And I think it's going to be great, and it's been quite a process, quite a whirlwind, and in a perfect world, as the boss, I would never recommend we do that, ever, ever, ever. It's just it makes us all twitch. And you all always have the huge fear that you're going to miss something. The catalog goes to press in 2 weeks, I believe, on the 14th. Which, after the three-week rewrite, you know, checking it over 2 weeks, we should be able to do that. No problem at all. So hopefully we catch everything, and the team that's in staff will just do an awesome job on that. I received the very first iteration of it a week ago Friday, last week Friday, and I spent the week Saturday reading it. And I'm getting another iteration today, and I will go to the key players in the building, Nicole and Wayne and Marla, some of the other people to look at for pricing and those kinds of things. And we'll read to make sure all those articles that have just been written and refreshed still make sense. It's all going to be good. And it's been a whirlwind, but it's going to be good. But the thing that's so interesting to me is it's written by someone who's a passionate Sunlight user. And, you know, Amy is a Sunlight mom. Who kind of knows what the market, she reads the forums all the time. She's one of those people that's really in contact with our customers. So to have her write it with all input from her dad, who is, I don't know if you know this about John, but he's a marketer from the beginning. Oh my goodness, he's always thinking, how do I market this better? How do I do this better? So to get that combination is a pretty ideal, and a combination I probably would never have picked. I wouldn't even have thought of it. So I'm just grateful that it's come as far as it is, and now you know about as much about the catalog as I do. Second thing I want to talk about are IGs. And here's another place where I just think the team has been amazing. Amazing, amazing. As I've been reviewing the catalog, turns out we have 35 new titles. Yeah, doesn't sound like a lot. Until you think each one of those new titles has to be put into a schedule. They have to have new notes written. They have to have timeline figures figured out, and they need maps developed. 35 of them in A through H, and I'm thinking, that is a lot of new work. We have a new design. I talked about that a couple of months ago. It is clean. It is clear. I mentioned last time that it was about 50 pages less per IG. And how that works, and this is the piece that's so amazing to me, still have that schedule, which is such a useful tool. Every day you get up, you look at the schedule, you say, I know exactly what I have to do today. We've tried it different ways, where we put all the notes in the back. We put all the notes in the front. This year, it's a combination of those two ideas. We put the notes that you actually use every week right behind the schedule. They are right there. So every week you're going to get done with your history, you're going to get done with all your Bible reading. All those notes are right where you need them. The books where you always either move forward or linger a little longer, those notes are all at the back. Because if you have a mom who's, like often happened in our family, you'd have a book that was scheduled to read over 2 weeks, and your kids would say, oh, don't stop, and you'd read it in 3 days. Well, what do you do with a book, you know, that's still filling up all your pages even though you're working through? Those notes are all in the back, and you pull them forward and move them back as you need them. Really, really a slick idea, and I think it's going to be great. Sorry, Mark. We pulled out the LA, which was one of those heartburn issues for a lot of our customers. Marla's on a forum where the moms get together and talk about Sunlight products, and the jumping up and down for joy was loud enough almost to be heard here in Denver. What the team redid, and this piece is just amazing to me, they redid all the IGs A through H. Okay, if you think about an IG, it's probably about 300 pages. And that doesn't include, it includes also B plus C, D plus E, W. Wow, enormous job, and I can't even imagine how they got it all done. And then on top of that, Janelle said, oh, do you think, team, you could also refresh and make the LA pages look like that as well? So they went through all of those and cleaned those all up as well. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And all of them go to press next week, except for F. And F is not their fault, okay? This is for those of you who don't know, we're producing F is a real unique year. F is the year we study the whole Eastern Hemisphere. We look at, we start in China, we move through Russia, we go through India, the Middle East, Africa, and we end up ultimately in Antarctica. Really, really a novel year. I don't think there's anybody else that studies it. And because of that, we never could find a textbook that we could use. So for years and years and years, we used World Book. Thought this is a great tool for families to have in their home. World Book on CD. You can use it for lots of other things. Problem is, World Book decided to drop the CD product, which is about $20. Really affordable for families. Really a great resource. But then it was kind of like, oh, now what do we do? Now World Book wants parents to pay a monthly fee, which... I'm less excited about doing, and it's less effective for our families as well. So Greg hired a writer, and she went through and did the research and wrote articles for exactly what we wanted, and those are going to go in a little book that we're producing ourselves. When these moms on the forums heard about this book, they were going, oh, can I buy that now? Promise it's not ready. We hired a typesetter to do it, and Janelle thinks it's probably her first book ever, which is a little on the scary side. And that's not going quite as quickly as we would have liked. I think I've received weeks 1 through 12. Parshi, that's our fault. We changed the format 3 times on her. The first time she got through it was 621 pages, and we said, you know, you actually can't bind a book that thick. I don't think the glue holds after a while, so it's kind of like, okay, we got to rethink how this works. So she's been reworking, and that is that's the bottleneck on this project, because I need that book in order to schedule the rest of the history. So that's why F will be delayed. I'm hoping that I'll receive it before I leave on vacation, which is next week, Wednesday. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm actually ready. And they'll work on that, and hopefully we can print that when I get back. So that's the goal. So kudos to the IG team. I mean, think about it. The IG team is 2. Jiang and Mary. So that they got all of those things done is amazing. Kudos to them. Another thing that's recently happened, another big project that we do is our SCR conference, where we bring in our reps from around the country. They actually think that's the funnest event of their year. They stay up all night talking, and they think it's very fun. But that's not why we bring them here. This year, they learned how to sell MatthewC, learned how that product works so they can talk effectively on the floor. They figure out how to effectively do the things that they do to sell our product better. They come and think through how to lay out their booths, because they all are doing it relatively independently. So we try to help them be the very best that they can be. Judy felt like this was one of the more successful ones we had had. We talked through all the different changes that are happening in the building and just bring them up to speed with helping them feel connected to sunlight. So that recently happened. We've been busy, haven't we? In marketing, that's a department that we just added 2 new firms that are helping us with our marketing efforts. We added a Google AdWords company. They basically are trying to help us figure out how to help have people find us through ads on Google. That's still something that's new, and we're figuring out how that worked out. It's something that the recent team had opted to drop. It's something we'd had in place for probably since the beginning of Google, but not really. We're not that old, are we? We might be.
Absolutely.
Oh, scary. Scary thought. Okay. But it was one of those where they thought, oh, we can do this in-house. Well, that might not have been our most strategic thing. So this is something we're going to bring back as a way to help people find sunlight on the web. We hired a second company to help us with search engine optimization. That team looks like they're going to do a bang-up job for us, but it's not a turn on a switch and make things happen right away. They do research, and they try different words, and they tangle different things, all things we really don't want to do here in the building. So I'm grateful we've been able to find a company that says, We're going to have this here for you, and hopefully they are up and running with all of the best terms before our busy season hits. So kudos to the team to find them at such a strategic time and to help us move forward with that. Another thing that's coming up, we're going to try a couple of meetups with our customers. One of the things they talk about is contain the herd. You want to make sure your customers feel appreciated and heard and cared for and in all those different kinds of ways. So we're going to try something via the web where we will try to talk with our customers in ways that hopefully will be meaningful, where we can address some of their concerns, just basically make sure they feel like they're part of the team and know what's happening here at Sunlight. We're also going to try something new this year where we actually bought a mailing list, and we're going to attempt to collect people considering homeschooling in one place. Come and talk with them, demonstrate some of the materials. That's still being figured out how we're going to do that, but that's coming up end of April. It means I don't have to travel, which I'm grateful for. We're going to do it here in Colorado, see if it works out. Let's see. We finished most of our science kits. I don't think we've ever done that before. That's amazing, team. Kudos to you all. We got those all done, and it's all good news. And then one more thing, just because we thought we aren't quite busy enough. We're adding a new company called Used Homeschool Curriculum, usedhomeschool.com. Otis is heading that up. And what they're basically going to do is start with some of the damaged and returned books that we have. And for moms that attempt to piece together their materials because they just don't have the money to put out for a big program, and we'll help them buy used materials. And that's something that'll be taking place upstairs. And if you want to see more of what Otis is doing, that's being worked on as well. That's what I have. We're busy. So if you see us twitching as we walk through the building, it's because we are busy. But it's a good busy. Things are happening, and I think the company's moving forward in a lot of really, really good directions. So kudos to you all for the things that you do. Appreciate what you do. Oh, I forgot to mention the audit's even done. Glory, hallelujah. So we've been busy. Do you have any questions for me of things that are happening here in the building? Oh, great. I'm so clear. Thank you all.
Yeah. I have a matter of prayer this morning.